Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump nominates Judge Amy Coney Barrett to Supreme Court. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. We know the names of five people who died in a crash in western Sedgwick County. That story is ahead.
Protests cost Wichita police about $1.5 million in overtime. I'm Dave Wilson.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A strong cold front swept across south-central Kansas yesterday, and behind it, much cooler air has moved in. What can we expect for the start of the week? Our forecast here in just a few minutes.
The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee has laid out a tentative roadmap for the confirmation of a new Supreme Court justice.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the goal is to move the process in order to get Judge Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Senate floor. On Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, he says with Monday, October 12th as a target start date,
we'll have a day of introduction. We'll have 2 days of questioning, Tuesday and Wednesday. And on the 15th, we'll begin the markup. We'll hold it over for a week, and we'll report her nomination out of the committee on October 22nd.
That's less than 2 weeks before Election Day. Graham says it will then be up to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell as to when the floor vote will happen. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting early Sunday in South Wichita, 4400 block of South Meridian, at a mobile home park. A party was taking place at a residence when the shooting occurred. Two men in their 20s were taken to a local hospital for treatment. They are expected to recover. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office has identified five people who were killed in a crash in western Sedgwick County.
It happened around 4:30 Friday afternoon at the intersection of 71st Street South and 263rd Street West. The victims were identified as 32-year-old Jessica Noel, 10-year-old Anaya Brady, 4-year-old Jeffrey Thompson III, and 4-month-old Hank Thompson. 1-year-old Mac Thompson died in the hospital Saturday morning. The family's SUV driven by Noel was traveling southbound on 263rd Street when it collided with a grain truck that was headed east on 71st Street. The grain truck driver failed to stop at the stop sign and was not injured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita Police Department spent more than $1.5 million in overtime for officers and other employees to monitor protests in the city in early June.
The department implemented a plan to ensure public safety during social justice demonstrations that began after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May. The demonstration stayed calm in Wichita except for two nights in early June when police cleared protesters after vandalism and looting. The Wichita Eagle reports the plan ran from June 2nd to 14th, with police employees claiming more than 30,000 in paid overtime hours and more than 5,500 hours of compensatory time. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita School District has begun releasing COVID-19 data for students.
From September 18th through the 24th, four students who learn in person and six students who learn remotely tested positive for COVID-19. Terry Moses, Director of Safety and Environmental Services, tells KSN News The district says they will not identify cases by school to protect the identity of students and staff.
What we want to do by putting out the accurate information is to stop that misinformation.
Officials say they want families to know that they're working to make schools as safe as possible while continuing to remain transparent. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report claims President Trump paid virtually no taxes in recent years. Allegations the president called made up.
The New York Times reporting the president paid no federal taxes in 10 of the last 15 years and just $750 in 2016 and again in 2017. The president dismissed the report as fake news. His lawyer claims it's riddled with, quote, gross inaccuracies, adding the president paid tens of millions of dollars in federal taxes over the past decade.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. Florida police and campaign officials say President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has been hospitalized after he threatened to harm himself. Police officers say they talked Parscale out of his Fort Lauderdale home Sunday after his wife called police to say that he had multiple firearms and was threatening to hurt himself. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals wrapped up their season yesterday, and later on tonight, we've got the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football. We'll tell you all about it coming up in sports.
Kansas City, Kansas police are investigating the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Kansas City, Kansas police are investigating the shooting death of a 15-year-old boy. Officers were called to the Rosedale area of the city Saturday evening after gunshots were heard. The officers found the teenager suffering from several gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. Police are investigating the death as a homicide, but no other details have been released. CEO of the Kansas Policy Institute, Dave Trabert, tells KNSS News Governor Kelly's administration is the worst he's ever dealt with when it comes to transparency.
If you don't agree with them, they will not be transparent. They will do everything they can to obfuscate, and including in this situation, you got a committee, the Emergency Management Committee. They won't even tell them where they've distributed PPE.
Okay. Dave Trabert was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. The Pentagon is dealing with a jump in suicides and violence.
The numbers are not good. Overall, military suicides increasing by an estimated 20% this year compared to the same period in 2019. Incidents of violent behavior also spiking as service members struggle under COVID-19, war zone deployments, national disasters, and civil unrest. Senior Army leaders seeing about a 30% jump in suicides in their branch alone, hoping now that shorter combat deployments could help lower that number. The AP getting suicide estimates from Army officials as the Pentagon itself has refused to release any official numbers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning out in traffic, things looking good here in the Wichita area at this time. Those traffic volumes are picking up, starting to see some areas of heavy traffic out there, just not really seeing anything slowing down on the highways at this time. Some heavy traffic right now, I-235, especially southbound at Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, Steve. I was about to say, Happy Steve Monday.
Well, close enough. What an interesting, we had an interesting weather day yesterday. In my neighborhood, Riverside, which is not far from your studio, there was a brief, pretty heavy shower and lots of wind yesterday as well.
Yeah, lots of wind, some hail too. You know, we did have some severe thunderstorms in the area, mainly off to our east. But it sounds like you may have been one of the lucky ones to get a nice little downpour, because officially in Wichita at Eisenhower Airport, 0.03 inches. That was it. That was the best that we could do. And, points west, definitely not as lucky to get any kind of rainfall, as things were pretty dry out in western Kansas. But Steve, despite what happened yesterday, looking ahead, looking forward to what we can expect this week, I really see a similar setup to what we experienced last week. So we've got high pressure off to the west, and this is really going to keep us sunny and dry through much of this upcoming week. The difference is in the changes that we'll see day by day. That's going to come in the form of our temperatures, and I'm sure sure that's what everybody's going to notice this morning, waking up and stepping out the door, because there is a chill in the air. We've got 70 that we'll get up to today. It's going to be pretty pleasant out there, given the fact that it is going to be a little bit cooler, especially because we've got those bright skies. The clouds have moved out while a lot of us were sleeping. And that's what's going to make it feel pretty nice out there. North winds, though, picking back up at 10 to 25. And then we've got mostly clear skies tonight. There's a slight chance of a sprinkle to the east of Wichita, but most of us should be able to stay dry out there. Low of 43, going to be another chilly start by the time we wake up tomorrow. Remember that. Keep those jackets close by. 73 for our Tuesday, though. And then getting up briefly back into the 80s by Wednesday. 83 for a high, and then back down to 69 Thursday, Friday, and then 70s by the time we get into Saturday and Sunday, all while staying dry and mostly sunny to partly cloudy. Right now, we're at 47. We do have a light northwest wind at 8 miles an hour. Visibility is at 10 miles, so we've got no fog out there, and then a dew point of 39, not just cooler air, but also some drier air that's now moved in and settled in.
This is chilly weather. Eat the kind of chilly weather. You don't to eat chili with beans. It's also potato soup. Okay. Potato soup, okay. and clam chowder. So there's three I like. What do you think?
Steve, I don't know why you would do that to me, because you know this time of morning it's my lunchtime. So, but yeah, chilly weather, I like it.
Well, I would think you'd go on TV and say, you know, I'm hungry, it's time for lunch. Somebody bring me something free of charge, wouldn't that?
We do it all the time, but we have yet to get something waiting at our doorstep. Hopefully, you'll help with that. Somebody will maybe bring us some chili now.
I don't think anybody cares about you or me as broadcasters. It's a great job we do, and they just don't care. Right?
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't know where you're going to get chilly this time of day, but I'm sure somebody's got it going. Good luck to you.
Yeah, I'm sure too.
Good luck to you on that. We appreciate it. All right, that's a KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And had something interesting happen over the weekend. Actually, the story broke on Friday. Wichita State University President Jay Golden has submitted his resignation to the Kansas Board of Regents. The board issued a brief statement Friday. Golden became Wichita's 14th president in January of 2020. And after Dr. Bardo passed, his resignation comes after a controversy this spring following the cancellation of Ivanka Trump's commencement speech. Is that what it's all about? Several donors threatened to cut ties with the university. Is that be it? Maybe that's it. Wichita State Provost Rick Muma will serve as acting president with the Kansas Board of Regents, considers options for an interim president. Rick, I know I've interviewed Rick over the years. I can't remember where he pronounced his name, Muma or Muma. I think it's Muma. But Rick has been pressed into service several times. He's always there ready to fill in the – when something's going on, he's ready to fill in the cracks, but the blanks. But, Mr. Golden didn't stay very long. I was trying over the past few weeks. I'd been doing a little preliminary groundwork to try to get Dr. Golden on the air to do an issue show, and I never quite got it done, and now I guess it's too late.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your service, as short as it was, Dr. Golden, and I'm sure this pandemic and all the horse manure that goes along with it didn't help him on his career path much.
Yeah.
He probably said, "Hey, I need to get out of here." All right, rats. Now, many people consider rats pests.
Sure. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, they spread plague and things like that, right? But to a British animal charity, one rat is considered a hero. Hero. Meet Magawa, a giant African pouched rat. He's been awarded a top civilian award for animal bravery. Magawa has been cited for searching out live landmines in Cambodia. It's the first time the citation for heroism has gone to a rat. The charity, PDSA, credits Magawa's life-saving bravery and devotion with discovering 39 landmines and 28 other pieces of unexploded ordnance over the past 7 years. Apparently, the darn thing is smart enough to go and tell you where it is and knows what it's looking for and can, you can smell it or whatever and tells these people where you can dig up a landmine. More than 60 million people in 59 countries are threatened by landmines and unexploded ordnance. Nearly 7,000 people have been killed or hurt from encountering them. Landmines and ordnance from wars left over. Yeah, in some parts of the world, Europe and different places, this is a huge, and Southeast Asia and Asia, huge problem that's been going on for years. Kids find them, boom, they blow up, and people get hurt. Wasn't it Princess Diana who And that is one of her causes that she supported, getting rid of the landmines.
Yeah.
Every now and then we will hear of an unexploded ordnance coming ashore on the East Coast from the Civil War or something. But other than that, you know, we're pretty fortunate here in the United States of America. We don't have a lot of problem with that. Other than the Civil War, that kind of ordinance, I mean, just not much of it left. But there's some out there, I'm sure. 716 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's go ahead and take a look at sports this morning. Got a lot to talk about. Jad Chambers on the sports desk. And we got some Monday Night Football with the Chiefs coming up. Royals wrapping up their season as well.
That's right. But before we get to any of those, we'll talk about
the golf tournament. Yes.
That's right. The Wichita Open, supporting Wichita's youth, wrapping up yesterday at Crestview Country Club. Jared Wolf starting the day with a 3-stroke lead. He was holding on to a 1-stroke lead over Taylor Pendrith, who he was paired with all the way up until that final hole. But he did manage to survive. Both of them parred that last hole. And so that was... basically how the tournament wound up. Jared Wolf survives the final round with a 71 to finish the week at 16 under. Taylor Pendrith finished solo under at 15 under, solo second at 15 under. With the win, Wolf moves on to fourth on the season-long Korn Ferry Tour points list. And if you win 3 on the Korn Ferry Tour, you actually get what they call the Battlefield promotion to the PGA Tour. So
really?
Yeah, he's a win away from making it to the big time there.
That's cool.
In contention, all tournament and tying for third place, just 2 strokes behind the lead, were Dawson Armstrong and former KU golfer Brad Hopfinger. So 1-point play was delayed for over an hour by wind and rain yesterday. You might have noticed that out there. So, yeah. Had a bit of a delay in the Wichita Open yesterday. In the Associated Press College Football Poll, all Division I teams that plan to play in the fall are now eligible to be included in the poll, no matter when they start playing or how many games they're going to have. And so the poll is almost meaningless. Sunday's ranking, 6 teams, including the number 6 Ohio State and number 10 Penn State, moved into the rankings without playing a single game. And no game scheduled until late October. So, yeesh. Clemson, still number 1. Alabama, number 2. Florida does move up to number 3 after the former number 3, Oklahoma, drops down to number 18 because, of course, their loss, 38-35 to Kansas State on Saturday. So, that's 2 years in a row K-State has gotten the better OU.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
Really is.
Big deal.
Big deal in the Big 12. K-State is now getting some votes, but they have not cracked the AP Top 25. Even though there are, like we said earlier, some teams in the AP Top 25 that aren't going to play a single game until October, K-State still hasn't cracked that, even though they beat the number 3 team in the country. Now, elsewhere in the Big 12, Baylor handed KU a 47-14 home win over the Jayhawks on Saturday. So there you go. All of the playoff matchups in Major League Baseball are now set. The expanded 16-team field was filled out on the final day of the pandemic-altered season. The Brewers got a playoff spot, even though they have a losing record. So did Houston. The St. Louis Cardinals also advanced with a win. And best of 3 wild card round begins Tuesday with 4 American League games. So there we go. The National League games start on Wednesday when the Brewers play at Dodger Stadium. And it's all over for the Royals in 2020. Brady Singer finished his rookie season with stellar performance. Alex Gordon wrapped up his long Royals career. And Kansas City ended its season with a 3-1 win over the Detroit Tigers. Alberto Mondesi and Ryan McBroom homered for the Royals in the game, who finished just above the Tigers in the AL Central in their first season under manager Mike Matheny. Elsewhere in sports, the Miami Heat going to the NBA Finals. The Miami Heat closed out the Eastern Conference Finals in 6 games, rallying for a 125-113 win over the Celtics. The Heat square off against the Lakers, NBA Finals Game 1 on a Wednesday. And in the NHL, the Stanley Cup Finals continue. The Dallas Stars got one back on Saturday. Game 6 tonight. Tampa Bay Lightning still lead that series 3-2. Tonight, over on KFH, the WSU Chris Lamb Coaches Show. We check in with Coach Lamb about this strange year and get his look at WSU Volleyball, as the AAC, of course, has postponed volleyball until spring of 2021. And Monday Night Football tonight, it's the Kansas City Chiefs facing off against the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says this will be a test.
I mean, this is the third go-round, and Harbs is a phenomenal coach, and they've got good coaches on their staff. David Culley's there, too, so... but they've got really good football coaches and really good players. And so that normally means you're going to have a good team, right? So, and they do it the right way. I mean, we look forward to the challenge is what we do. I mean, all of us in this business, that's why we're in it. And we respect them. We know they're a good football team.
Monday Night Football tonight. Chiefs on the road at Baltimore. Pregame start at 6, and that, of course, is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
You know, weather-wise, October is just about the end of this week. We're going to October, and it's traditionally the most beautiful time of the year for weather here in south-central Kansas, and I get a feeling it's going to be. So one of the things we wanted to caution to tell you about was give you a heads-up that October 31st, Halloween this year, is on a Saturday.
Right.
And we'll be changing the clocks the next day. So It's on a Saturday. If you want to do some partying or planning ahead for a party, there you go. October 31st.
Love it when Halloween falls on a Saturday or a weekend of any type.
Friday, yeah. All right. 7:22 now. Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Joe Biden's record on criminal prosecution. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.